Chapter 4. The Grand Knights of the Exalted Carpuzzi.
"Here, Khalil, I'll get that for you."
Waldo was delicately balancing two trays through the crowded cafeteria line at lunch.
"Hey, no peas, man," said Khalil. "I hate peas."
"Me too," agreed Waldo. "Peas, yuck, disgusting. Can I buy you dessert?"
Commando made a face. Waldo was so terrified that his new point guard wouldn't pass to him that he was turning himself into Khalil's slave. He sidled up to Waldo. "I gave you 20 balls a game, and you never bought me a lousy stick of gum."
"Shh,"
hissed Waldo, indicating Khalil.
"He'll hear you."
The new point guard was trying to impress some seventh-grade girls by fake dribbling a grapefruit up and down the cafeteria.
"You need the direct approach," whispered Commando. "Bend down, pucker up, and plant one right on his derriere."
"At least I'm not the one who walked out on the Minutemen," Waldo accused.
"Hey, you want to step it up?" called Khalil. "I'm starving. Got to get my energy to stomp Jefferson on Monday."
"I hear Jefferson's got this 6'5" seventh grader," put in Commando. "They're pretty good."
"Jefferson's history." Khalil dismissed this. "I'm starting at point. Right, Turcotte?"
"Right," agreed Waldo, a little uneasily. Deep down, he would much rather have faced Jefferson with Commando handling the ball. They made their way through the dining area, with Waldo carrying the extra tray. Khalil led the way, continuing his antics with the grapefruit. He selected a table where Gerald Dooley sat alone, polishing off an entire page of math problems as he ate his sandwich. In one motion, Khalil pulled the bench out from under the younger boy, depositing him on the floor, and handed him his brown bag lunch.
"Beat it, Twinkie. You're eating someplace else."
Commando dropped his tray, stepped over it, grabbed Khalil by the collar, and pinned him backwards over the disputed table.